Welcome everyone to Pension Protectors. This is your host, Clint and Matt from Triple Crown Wealth Management, an alliance with Equitable Advisors, LLC. And I want the most out of my pension, Matt. How do I maximize it? All right, so think about it. You know, we just talked about it last episode, talked about these doors. But think about, you know, how do we get the most out of this pension? How do we maximize it? And so that's where it comes into play, that really you just need to know the rules of the pension. And so you have the option of taking a higher payment, but then if something happens to you, nothing, you know, goes to a beneficiary. You can take, like we talked about, door number two, where you take a reduced payment, and depending on which pension you're in, whether you're OPNF, OPERS, that reduction can be pretty big. And the younger your spouse is, the bigger that reduction.
Whoa, whoa, whoa there, Clint. Those were some big acronyms there. And I can see the veins on somebody's heads popping out because he's going to tell us not everybody knows what OPNF and OPERS mean. So let's cover that real quick. OPNF is Ohio Police and Fire pension system. And OPERS, which some of you law enforcement will be an OPERS LE. OPERS is the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System. Just in case, Clint, some of you didn't know that.
And so if you go through door number two and you take that reduction, you got to keep in mind that's a lifelong reduction as long as you're both living and you're both healthy and you're both going. And then door number three is what we kind of teased last time, pension maximization.
So Clint, before we jump into the story, let's talk about door number two in a little more detail, if you don't mind. And talk to me on Crown, because this can kind of be a hard concept to understand. But if I take door number two, which is a joint to survivor, meaning I'm going to leave some money to my spouse, how does that work?
Yeah, so the way that works is conceptually, picture you're buying a life insurance policy through the state. Conceptually, that's kind of what you're doing, is you're taking, instead of getting a higher benefit of maybe, let's use round easy math, $1,000 a month, maybe you're getting $800 a month. So you're getting a little bit of a reduction. You're taking less money today, but in return, if you pass first, the state will continue to pay your spouse, your beneficiary, whoever you choose as your beneficiary, on an ongoing basis as long as they live as well.
And I have a real life example that I just went through a couple months ago, and I'll walk you guys through it to help you better understand how can you get the most out of your pension dollars, as well as how can you potentially leave a legacy. And I have to say potentially, Compliance Jim told me I had to leave a legacy to your family, to your loved ones.
And Matt, this is if we go through door number three.
Correct. Yep. A few months ago when I was out in the police station, a officer grabbed me and he said, "Hey, I'm getting ready to retire in the next couple years. And I heard about this pension maximization scenario. Can you walk me through it? Do you sell life insurance?" So, yeah, sure. Happy to walk you through it. So he brought a copy of his estimated pension benefit to the meeting, and we sat down, and door number one, the single life annuity, was roughly going to pay him $5,000 a month based off of his final average salary and his years of service. Door number two, the joint to survivor, was only going to pay him about $3,800 a month. So that's a $1,200 difference right out of the gate if he wanted to leave 100% to his wife.
Every month.
So what is that? 1,200 times 12 is $14,400 a year.
Adds up.
He would be giving up year after year after year after year if you walk through door number two. So I said, okay, well, let's go out. And instead of essentially doing a life insurance through the state of Ohio, let's just go out on our own and see what kind of numbers we can find. So we shopped it around. And essentially, the way the math is going to work here, that is, if we can find a big enough life insurance policy to cover his pension obligations, what he would make in retirement, if that's less than that $1,200 a month, then we would buy the life insurance policy on our own. And so after we shopped them around, we realized, well, first we did an actuarial calculation based off his age to see how much coverage we needed. So we're not just taking a swing in the dark here.
All I can picture right now are all kinds of numbers and X's and O's and everything else on the diagram.
Yeah, there is a lot. It looked like a Madden playbook. But he was a healthy guy, mid-50s, and his pension value was worth about $700,000 is what the actuary said. So we had to find a life insurance policy to equal that. And we did. And it was going to cost him roughly $500 a month to get a $700,000 life insurance policy. But then if he were to take the single life, that means he would net positive $700 a month. So again, to recap, the difference was $1,200 a month. We found proper coverage for $500 a month. So if you were to take the single life versus a joint survivor, he would have an extra $700 a month in his pocket, and his wife would get the life insurance proceeds in lieu of the pension should he die first. Life insurance is always paid out as a tax-free
benefit. Now, Matt, what happens if something happened to his wife first with that life insurance policy?
Great question, Clint. So then he would continue on receiving the single life annuity benefit, meaning he would still get the maximum from the pension. And then at that point, he as the consumer would have the option on whether or not he would want to continue with that life insurance coverage. If he chose to do so, he could just cancel it, not leave it to anybody. But he would still be receiving the most from the state of Ohio.
Now, could he also give that to his kids or even maybe charity?
Absolutely. He could have changed beneficiaries on it because it is a life policy and he owned it. He had the right to change that up if he wanted to. So if I remember correctly, he did have two living children. Both were married. So if he wanted the option to leave a legacy that way, he could have.
I would say that kind of jumps into another point is if you want to look at, have the ability to customize it through this option, through door number three, when you get near retirement. And we haven't really touched on this in any of our podcasts yet, but it's coming, guys. Don't worry. You need to stay healthy.
You have to stay healthy.
And so the healthier you are near retirement, the more options you give yourself. And so that's not necessarily our next episode, but it will be a future one. But I would say just stay tuned for our next episode when we're going to talk about life and how it's messy.
Life does get messy, and that reminds me of the Boy Scouts where you got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. As we wrap up here, in the meantime, ask yourself, what is your financial freedom? Are you confident in your ability to navigate the financial waters towards your goals? If not, our team is only one click away. Visit us at www.triplecrownwm.com, WM for Wealth Management. There you can subscribe to the podcast, create an asset map, or schedule a consultation. Also, you can submit a question to the podcast or nominate someone for the Hero of the Week. Remember, for any submitted questions, you will remain anonymous. For Clint, this is Matt, and until next time, thanks for jumping in.
Clinton Kirsting and Matthew McManus offer securities through Equitable Advisors, LLC, member SIPC, Equitable Financial Advisors in Michigan and Tennessee, and offer annuities and insurance through Equitable Network, LLC. Equitable Advisors and its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. Financial professionals may offer products and services and/or respond to inquiries only in states in which they are properly registered and/or licensed. This podcast does not constitute financial advice or an offer of any kind. Triple Crown Wealth Management, LLC is not owned or operated by Equitable Advisors or Equitable Network.